Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Marketing and business building expert Jim Palmer, known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, is a serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, and coach to other entrepreneurs. Jim is the host of Newsletter Guru TV, a weekly web TV show featuring Jim's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice. Check it out today at www.newsletterguru.tv. Please welcome your host of Stick Like Glue Radio, Jim Palmer.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. I'm your host, Jim Palmer, and I am committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. We're continuing this week with our outstanding series of interviews, but on this week's show, we're going to be taking you behind the scenes of one of my virtual mastermind groups. We're going to do something a little bit different. Last month in their June meeting, I did something very special for the members of my mastermind group, and I kind of took the first half hour and I did a mini seminar. Well, actually, I had a very special guest expert come on and do a mini seminar. And on this call, I had mastermind member and coaching member Gary George give just a terrific presentation on SEO strategies, and I was so blown away with what he shared with the members of the mastermind group. I thought I wanted to share it with you also, the listeners of Stick Like Glue Radio. Gary George is the founder and CEO of Blazin Multimedia, and he's one of the smartest SEO and online strategists that I know. In fact, Gary does extensive work for many of my businesses, so I know you're going to love this information, so let's get right to it. A sneak peek at what happens at one of my monthly Fastest Way to Higher Profits mastermind groups. My first special guest expert for this call is none other than our own Gary George. And, you know, one of the things I love about being in this group and interacting with everybody is we have such an amazing pool of talent. And, you know, Gary has done so many great things for my business. My list has grown by leaps and bounds, thanks in large part to what he's been able to do with SEO and pay-per-click, and this thing he's doing for me with No Hassle Social Media is really starting to bear fruit. Phenomenal things he does for me with helping my videos, which is one of my number one sources of helping people overcome or get the know, like, and trust factor for me. And so what I asked Gary to do, if he would come on and kind of give a mini seminar for 15 to 20 minutes, and he agreed. So Gary, I'm going to turn it over to you and light it up, my friend.
All right. Well, thank you, Jim. I appreciate it. And you did say I'm going to have 15, 20 minutes, and I like to talk a lot, and I got a lot to cram in here, so I'm going to jump right into it and just kind of, you know, go through the fine details of what you can do, you know, what everybody can do in terms of SEO and bettering their rankings with a real crash course in the main meat and potatoes of what's the most important things that we focus on when it comes to ranking sites and things that you can practically do yourself. So I'll jump right in here. I'll say the number one thing that we do in SEO, and one of the most important steps that everyone makes this mistake, even the predominantly most of the SEO firms out there, is a lack of keyword research. In SEO, our keyword research is the bread and butter. Not just because, you know, a lot of people want to go out and they want to rank for certain terms just because they sound good or they expect or they're the most common term that they can think of for their type of business. And that's really the biggest mistake that you can make when you're going into SEO. It's the number one reason most people fail in SEO. It's the selection of the wrong terms, targeting the wrong terms. And most people base it off of a gut feeling, you know, saying, well, I know that these are the types of terms that my clientele is going for. And I hear that a lot from a lot of our clients. And I say, you know, are you sure? Have you studied this? And, you know, of course, none of them have, but they just kind of go by a gut. And that's really not the way we do it in terms of marketing. Everything is science. Everything is testing. And one of the first things that we do is use one of the best sources of information on keyword research, which is Google's keyword research tool. We know that Google has the most data in the world in terms of keyword usage, searching, and the habits of internet users. So they offer you their free tool, the keyword tool, to assist in selling their service, which is pay-per-click, but it's also a very valuable tool in terms of SEO. So that's one of the first places that you want to start, and I tell everybody that before you do anything in SEO or you try to do any optimization, totally do your keyword research. Break out that Google keyword tool, and you can get to it very easily if you type in keyword tool. It's like number one, number two, of course, search result is Google's AdWords keyword tool. And you want to log in there. If you don't have an existing Google account, AdWords account, just go sign up for one for free and log in to that. You don't have to log in. They have an external one where you don't have to log in. But you want to log in because there's some additional information that they don't show you unless you're logged in. So log into your keyword tool and punch in some of the most common terms. Like, you know, we ask clients, hey, what are some of the terms that some of your clients would be typing in? Those are the ones they usually say they want to rank for, which is the most competitive. If it's a plumber, he's going to say, I want to rank for plumber, plumbers, plumbing, you know, all of them, the most common stuff. And that's what everyone's going for, and it's one of the most general types of terms. So we punch in those types of things just to get started to see what's going to come up, and that's what you should do when it comes to keyword research. You know, get a bunch of common terms, get a bunch of additional terms that you think are also relevant, and put it in that keyword tool and hit search. And once you do that, Google's going to produce a bunch of results for you, and it's going to show you and it's going to recommend to you a lot of additional keywords that it deems relevant to that particular those group of keywords that you've entered. When you're going through that list, there's a few things that are most important to us when we're looking at that list to see exactly which are the golden nuggets that we're going for. Again, like I mentioned, people want to go for the most common keywords, which is the biggest mistake. We call those, there's something called a short tail in SEO. We call short tail and long tail terms. The long tail terms are the terms that have more words. The longer tail has longer words at the end of it. Usually uses the master term and keyword, and then it follows it up with a bunch of additional ones. So, you know, it may be something like plumbing companies or plumbing companies in New York or something like that. That's a long-tail term, and a short-tail would just be plumbing. And the reason we say it's also a mistake now to go after those short-tail terms is because they get the most traffic. So everyone wants to go for them. Everybody says, yeah, I'm going to go for plumbing and plumbers because it gets the most traffic. But the bottom line is that those we know aren't producing the greatest return. And the reason being is that the short tail terms get the most traffic because most people are in a research mode. There's two different types of modes that we tend to group searchers in. And we can define what their intentions are based off of what they're doing. And so the first one is research mode. And people are in research mode because when you first start out, you're going to start to do what we did and put in the most common terms that you can think of, because you're not going to be thinking about all these different types of terms. You're going to say plumbing, plumbers, whatever, simple stuff like that. You're researching. And as you start to research and you find what you're looking for, then you start to drill down and you start to punch in some more detailed terms because you've read some stuff, you've seen some other terms, you've gotten some further ideas. And now you're going to start to, you know, hone in exactly on exactly what it is that you're looking for. So that person who types in, you know, cars is, we know, a researcher. The person who types in 1985 Celine Mustang four-door or something like that, we know now they're ready to buy because they've punched in something that's very specific. So those terms get a lot less traffic. It makes it a lot less sexy for people. They think that, you know, this doesn't get enough traffic. I don't want to go after this particular term. But that's the buying term. That's the term that they've already gone to your competitor sites. They've done the research. A lot of your competitors have educated them about what it is that they want. And now they're typing in exactly what they want, and they're ready to buy. Their wallets are sitting on their desk, and they're ready to pull it out with the credit cards and make the purchase. So now you can become that first person in the list when they're ready to purchase. So that's why we always encourage and we go after those longer tail terms And we encourage all of our clients to do the longer tail terms because those are the buying terms. So that's one of the things that I wanted to get across, and I spent a bit of time on keyword research because it's just so important in getting started. Now, the second thing, when you're in the keyword research tool, there's another indicator in terms of profitability, and we call it commercial intent, meaning that some of these terms that are out there, you don't really know which ones are converting for someone. And in SEO, that's another big mistake. People go out and they optimize their site for these terms that they just think the gut feeling tells them, yes, this is the term that my people are searching for, but they don't even know if they're profitable or if they're profitable for their any of their competitors. The keyword tool allows you to do that competitive research and see how profitable they really are. And the biggest indicator of that is the average cost per click that people are willing to pay for those terms. So I know that if I'm looking at a list of terms in the AdWords keyword tool, Google's going to show me the average cost per click. And you got to be logged in to see this. This is with them selling you on their pay-per-click information so that you jump in for pay-per-click. But it's important for SEO as well, because now they just gave me the science, the research to determine which terms my competitors are the most profitable with. Because if a guy's paying $10 a click for this keyword and everyone else is paying 25 cents a click for this keyword, I know that $10 a click keyword is the one that people are making money. That's the reason why they're willing to pay such a higher price. So we go after and we look at that. That's a very important tip right there. Look at the cost per click. Determine what keywords are actually getting conversion, and then go after those, the ones that are converting. So that's the other tip there. The next one is Google Insight. Google Insights, right inside the keyword tool, there's a button that'll take you to Google Insights next to each one of the keywords. And Google Insights is a tool that lets you see not only where people are searching, but it lets you see exactly what state and city the most searches are coming from. So if you're a local-oriented business, or even if you're a national business, we do this all the time. If I'm selling, like, weight loss products, Florida, the hot states tend to there be a lot more searches for weight loss products, Florida, California, places like that. And Google Insights is going to show you that on a map. It's going to show you the top states that are searching the most. So what happens in that case is now I can focus in on local-oriented terms in those areas that get the most searches. So Google Insights is also another tip that I'll give out there to use and study in the market. My next one is about what was the next one there? Oh, when you're doing your keyword research also, there's three different selections in the keyword tool. There's broad search, exact, and phrase. Most people don't know this. Everyone, even the SEO firms, do the same thing. They show you the numbers for broad search. Broad search doesn't mean anything. Broad search just means it's going to show you this huge number. Google wants to get you excited and show you that there's all these searches going on because they want to sell you on buying into their pay-per-click campaign. But they're showing you broad search. Broad search means that if I am searching the word, red cars, then if a person is searching for I hate cars that are red, it's going to also say that that person is searching for the same thing that I'm punched in. They're not searching red cars. They're searching for a variation that may have slightly nothing to do with what you have. So we don't want broad. We want exact. So you want to tick the box that says exact when you do those searches and gives you exact numbers. Those numbers are going to be a lot smaller than those broad numbers, but that's the real numbers that you want to search for to determine what words to go after. So that's another really, really, really important tip that most of the SEO firms still to this day do not utilize and understand. So that's keyword research section of that. I'm going to move on into one other good tip I'll give you guys as well is to study your competitors and know what terms that they're ranking for. We always do competitive research. In looking at the top guys in your industry, you want to see what they're ranking for. One of the biggest indicators of what they're trying to rank for is their title tag. Their title tag is what you see when you when you open up a website and in the top of the of your browser, there's like a blue bar, and it'll have the title of that site or whatever the site is called, cart.com, blah, 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 some keywords or something like that. And so you want to look at the title tag because that's going to tell you what keywords they're going for. Another tool that you could use to see what keywords that they're currently ranking for is called webstatschecker.com, webstatschecker.com, and you can go there and you can type in a URL, and it's going to show you a bunch of terms that that site is currently ranking for. So that's a good competitor research tool that we also use. Now I'm going to talk a little bit about on-page SEO real quick because it's not it's important. It's very important. There's been a lot of changes in the algorithms lately, and things are getting really hectic and crazy and specific about how Google deems what you need to do on your website. And that's what we call on-page SEO and optimization. Number one and most important thing you want to do after you find those keywords, that you did all your research, you found the keywords you want to go for, now you want to take that one main keyword and you want your homepage to rank for that keyword. Your homepage has the biggest or the most authority and it can rank the easiest. The title tag is the thing that makes a page rank. It's the biggest indicator to Google about what your page is about. The spiders are going out and they're trying to figure out what all these pages are about, and the title tag is their number one indicator. So in your title tag, put your main keyword in the title tag. That's the number one most important thing. The second important thing is put your keyword on the page, if possible, within what's called a header tag, a H1 tag. That's also a big indicator about what is most important on the page.
All right, we're going to pause here for a very brief timeout, but on the other side, Gary's going to share some information about the importance of backlinks. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
There are two types of small business owners. Those who are already profiting from the power of social media, building stronger, more powerful relationships with their customers and prospects. And those who are still sitting on the sidelines, wondering if it will work for them too. If you're still sitting on the sidelines, then No Hassle Social Media is for you. Finally, there's a fast and easy done-for-you way to use social media marketing to connect with more customers and prospects, accelerating the know, like, and trust factor, all with no experience necessary. No Hassle Social Media not only shows you exactly what to do, it provides you with a ton of great content that you can use to promote your business and build stronger relationships with clients and potential clients. You get blog posts, Twitter tweets, Facebook posts, LinkedIn updates, and even video scripts. Get started profiting from social media today at www.nohasslesocialmedia.com. That's www.nohasslesocialmedia.com.
And we're back. Let's get right back to the fastest way to hire profits mastermind call with special guest expert Gary George.
The other big thing that I'll mention, because I'm short on time, is there's other things. The most important thing in SEO is incoming links. Bottom line, that's the number one thing that Google uses to determine what sites are going to rank. It's incoming links. The more links that you have pointing back to your site using the anchor text that you're trying to rank for, the more that your site is going to have the ability to rank. So you want to go out and get those links pointing back to your site using the anchor text that you're trying to rank for, or the keyword as the anchor text that you're trying to rank for. Another thing that is becoming really super-duper important now is social signals. We knew this was coming for a long time, and now it is upon us. Google is factoring in how much popularity you're having in the social media space. So Facebook likes, Twitter retweets, pluses, Pinterest repins. They're all becoming very important in determining how relevant and popular your site is, and Google is using them to make sites rank. So that is now, social media is becoming more and more important in what it is that you have to do from a SEO perspective. Engagement, they're also measuring. You got to put good content out right now. Google's all over everybody right now, and if you don't have excellent content, they will not rank your site, and they can tell if you have excellent content or your content sucks. The biggest indicator to them is when a person does a search, they go to your site, and they click the back button. If they click that back button,
Google's able to measure it. They're able to measure how long they stay on your site, and they're going to say that these guys aren't fulfilling what our searchers are looking for, and we're going to remove them. No matter how well optimized your site may be, if you're producing garbage, they're going to catch on because they're using things like that. Speedy downloads, sites got to download fast right now. They're cracking down big time on sites that are slow to load. You're getting penalized in not just SEO, but pay-per-click as well. Everything is converging now in Google. Pay-per-click, SEO, social media, they're all having a factor on one another. You have to do everything right now in order to be successful in any of the channels. So make sure your site downloads fast. You can use a site called browsermob.com to measure as your site loads. Number three is landing pages. People spend so much money on getting the traffic to their site, but then they have equivalent to getting someone to your store, but you got a hand-painted sign, a broken cash register, and no lights in your store. That's what's happening when people have these busted sites, and you have to have very focused channel sites that are just specifically about what it is that the person is doing their research about. So when we're optimizing, we're building pages out that are focused on one thing and one thing only. Landing pages are becoming increasingly important in the landscape of online marketing. It's a must-have. You can no longer just drive them to generic websites. My last thing is link sources. Where do you get links? Because I talked about links, and everyone always asks me this, so where do we get links? Because it is the number one most important thing, and I'm going to give you guys a quick list of where you can get links. Number one is social bookmarks. Social bookmarking sites, Delicious, there's a bazillion of them out there. That's one of the places we get links that are important. Twitter, now Twitter links are being followed and counted towards your SEO. It's very important to have Twitter links out there. They are now passing a lot of authority to your domain. Guest posts on blogs. That is one of the biggest and best ways to get links. You write on other people's blogs. You become an expert. Everyone needs content. We all need content, and we don't have time or the money to have to pay for all this content. So what you can easily do is say, hey, I'm an expert, or I know this or that. I'll go to another person who has a blog. They want content. Say, hey, I'll write guest blogs for you, write guest posts for you, and all you have to do is give me a link back to my site. Most everyone is willing to do it because everyone needs content. Biggest way to get a lot of great links back to your site. Forums, wiki sites, directories, press releases, videos. When you do video marketing, you can put your link in the descriptions. Google is putting in some weight on those links in those videos as well. So you can there. Social sites and blogs, those personal blog sites, those are the sites like Squidoo, Tumblr, Wet Paint, Hub Pages. Now, and you'll see this a lot of those pages are ranking on their own in the search results. Not only can you get the page to rank, you can open one of these yourself, put all your great content on about one thing that you specialize in, and not only can you put a link back to your main site, but you can now point links back to that site, and you can make that page rank as well on this other property, on Hub Pages, Web Paint, all that, which is also yours. You can get two lists for your one keyword. So that's another important tip as well. So I think I'm out of time, and I squeezed as much as I could in here in the time frame.
Oh my God, that was amazing, Gary. That was so amazing. You know, everything you said was great, but there's two things I picked up on because I know they're working for me. And that is what you said about the expensive keywords, because, you know, when you and I started working together a few years ago, it was like the average click or key thing, and I was like, oh, my God, that's too much. And you really schooled me on the fact that, no, if they're spending that kind of money, it's a serious buyer. But the other side of that coin, and please feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, but the other side of that coin is the lower cost pay-per-clicks may not produce money now, but it's not necessarily – people that you don't want to put on your list. In my business, I realize it's not a quick sale. Someone doesn't come on and go, okay, I'm going to start giving Jim $197 a month for newsletters, but I will educate them over time through my e-zine, through my videos, through now my podcast and all this other stuff, and eventually they do come. So it is a combination of both that you want to look for. Build your list so you can continue to market to them, but also don't be afraid of the expensive keywords, because that could be a sale that happens sooner rather than later. And the other thing, and then I'll give maybe 5 minutes if anybody else wants to ask questions, then we'll have to move on. But the other thing you mentioned is the backlinks. And, you know, when I started my podcast, I can't believe it was 8 weeks ago, you know, I was looking at a guy on my team, Chris, brought a podcast directory, kind of like Koenig's Traffic Geyser for videos. This is like a podcast directory blaster. And what Chris very astutely said to me was that, you know, a majority of these different podcast directories get little or no traffic, but they will produce a bunch of backlinks. And I confirmed with Gary that that's a great thing. So, you know, backlinks are really powerful. Did I say anything incorrect there, Gary?
No, you're spot on there, Jim.
Okay. So listen, we got like 6 minutes before 45 after the hour when we're going to do our hot seats or profit seats. So does anybody want to say anything to Gary or ask any questions for maybe 5 or 6 minutes?
This is Adam. I just want to say real quickly about Gary, and I've said this before and I'll say it again for those of you who may not know Gary all that well or not sure about this whole SEO thing. 95% of the time, if somebody comes to me and says they're an SEO expert, I tend to kind of laugh internally because everybody thinks they're an SEO expert because they know how to hyperlink a keyword. Gary is one of two people that I've ever met in my entire life whose word, whose knowledge, whose wisdom, and whose results in this area are something that I believe in and can tell others about. So that's not an endorsement I make very lightly at all. So whatever he has to say is definitely worth a listen.
Thank you, Adam. I appreciate that.
And don't anybody ask who the other one is. We're just going to let that one go.
Hey, Gary, this is David. That was awesome. Thank you so much for that that great information. My question is about backlinks, and you know, in my very novice world, I certainly have heard that backlinks are important, as you stated, but there are also strategies and techniques that some people espouse that apparently are not legitimate ways to get backlinks, and Google picks that up. Correct? Is that correct?
Yep, that is correct. That is correct. If they see you abusing right now, they're cracking down on everything. And if you're trying to game the system in any way, they are all over it. They're all over it right now. So I'll tell you a few ways, the incorrect ways that you can get backlinks. One is by purchasing a bunch of domains that you own, slapping the same server and trying to link all of the sites together. Google knows, they know that you own those sites and see that they're all on the same server coming from the same IP address. So that doesn't work anymore. People used to do that a lot. It doesn't work. Putting keyword stuffing, putting the keywords on your page a bazillion times, trying to work it into your page artificially, putting a bunch of links at the bottom of your page with a bunch of keyword text. They're slapping sites left and right. That you will not get anywhere anymore with those types of tricks. So you definitely don't want to do that. Those are like some of the most common ways that you just don't want to do. The biggest thing right now is content, and I stress this to everyone, and I say if you go after just producing a lot of great content and getting it out there, that's the best way that they're going to really favorably reward you for what it is you're doing, because Google wants content.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Marketing. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Gary. Anybody else have any questions for Gary?
Oh, Gary, I got a quick question. Let's say you have a great content, and you mentioned about content marketing or article marketing. How do you go about that? What's the best way to do it?
Yep, there's a multitude of ways, and right now content marketing is everything. It's really about to change. I mean, the marketing game is really becoming a content marketing game almost holistically, and it's going to get even more intense. But one of the ways you want to do it, number one, is your blog. Your blog and your site. You want to have those great articles on your site about all these things that you specialize in, and crafting really good articles about that. The second way is posting those articles on someone else's blog. Like I mentioned, the guest being a guest blogger. Those are really great way because you get in a lot of great links from these very powerful domains that Google loves. And you have a big content article on those sites. So that's another way of really getting it out there. The third way is by using those social sites or those blog sites that I talked about, Squidoo, Tumblr, WebPaint, HubPages, WordPress, you can go and open one right on there, and you can start to, like, have a blog on there. And Blogger as well, which is Google's property. You can start putting content on those sites as well. Google just created something called the author tag, and they're tracking. Now they're giving weight in, to the they're tracking how many things come from a certain person to determine how much of an expert they are and how much weight they should give this person. And now there's a special code in your tag that you can a special tag you can put in your code to identify you as the author of this content wherever you put it on different sites. So that's how much they're paying attention to this kind of thing.
Excellent. Does that answer your question, Luis?
Yes, thank you very much.
Awesome. All right, Gary, go ahead.
I did miss one thing. He asked about article directories, and you can't put your content out there on article directories. If you guys don't know what that is, it's like eZine Articles, articlebase.com. There are big directories you can put your articles on, and people will put them on their site, and they just have to give you a link back to your site. So that's also a great way. If you do that, never post an article that you have on your site anywhere else. It's called duplicate content. Never put anything that you have on your site anywhere else, just one place only. That's another bad way of getting links. You asked about bad ways of getting links, and that's another one, duplicate content. Google hates it, and they'll punish you for it.
I hope you enjoyed this very special episode of Stick Like Glue Radio with Gary George from Blazin Multimedia presenting at one of my fastest way to higher profits virtual mastermind groups. Stick Like Glue Radio is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. I'm your host, Jim Palmer, and I am committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Watch for another great episode of Stick Like Glue Radio next week, and until then, keep taking action, keep moving forward, and don't ever, ever give up. Now go out there and do something nice for somebody. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Stick Like Glue Radio features Jim Palmer's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice for action-oriented entrepreneurs. To make sure you don't miss a single profit-boosting show, subscribe to this podcast at www.getjimpalmer.com. If you know other entrepreneurs looking for the fastest way to higher profits in their business, please tell them about the Stick Like Glue Radio podcast. Now go and implement what you've learned and boost your profits. See you next week for more Stick Like Glue Radio.